Good afternoon. High pressure in southern Canada allowed temperatures to drop into the 20s and lower 30s early this morning across our region. At the same time, a complex storm system is riding up slowly along the east coast east of New Jersey. This system is bringing a batch of moisture from the Atlantic Ocean, which is sliding into the colder air, producing a wide variety of precipitation across interior New York and New England today. Temperature profiles across the region are widely variable, therefore, plenty of different precipitation types from time to time will occur through the afternoon and into the evening hours. With readings in the upper 30s to around 40, most of the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England will see just plain rain with a little bit of sleet mixing in. In most locations along I-90, we'll have sleet, some freezing rain in spots that hang on to temperatures closer to 32, and perhaps even some wet snow after sunset. In the upper Hudson Valley, Adirondacks, and North Country, including the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont, farther away from the storm center, precipitation will be more widely scattered and mainly in the form of some sleet, some wet snow, and freezing rain. As the system gets pushed off the eastern seaboard south of Long Island, colder air will be allowed to build in, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Still a mixture of precipitation this evening, transitioning to all snow, and after dark tonight will be the best chance that we see some snowfall accumulation, especially across the higher terrain, where most locations in the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, the Berkshires, southern Vermont, and southern Adirondacks will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow, with a few isolated locations picking up as much as 4 or 5 inches before the snowfall winds down. In valley locations, we'll hang on to more of a mixed variety of precipitation, but a round of light snow before it ends late tonight could coat the ground up to 1 inch or 2. Either way, it looks like drier air will move in before the sun comes up on Monday, and when it does, temperatures will start out in the upper 20s to around 30. This will set us up for a windy day on Monday. As the storm system develops off the east coast, it'll drag in a northwest breeze, scattered snow showers. Temperatures will top out in the middle and upper 30s before dropping back during the second half of the day. Drier but colder on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny skies and windy Tuesday afternoon in the upper 20s, and staying mostly sunny but with temperatures pushing into the mid-30s on Wednesday. Dry through Thursday before the next system looks to bring some rain or mixed precipitation in for the end of the week on Friday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Pompano Beach, Florida, to a low of 12 below zero at Fraser Flats, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers, lower 40s, Boston, cloudy and windy with rain in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 55, set in 1971, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain today, mainly south toward Lake George, with highs in the lower 30s. Some freezing rain and snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain and some sleet today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Rain and some wet snow tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain today, with highs in the mid-30s. Rain and snow this evening, changing to all snow before ending, and lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain today, with highs in the mid-30s. Rain and wet snow tonight, becoming all snow, with lows in the upper 20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain today, with highs in the mid-30s. Rain and snow this evening, changing to all snow before ending, with lows around 30. Region-wide for Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, temperatures in the middle and upper 30s, then dropping as a gusty wind picks up out of the northwest. Mostly sunny and windy Tuesday, upper 20s. Mostly sunny, less wind, mid-30s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Thursday, and a chance of rain in the lower to mid-40s on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.